Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
We're coming back to the phones in a sec, but as we mentioned before, there's exciting news. The Colonial Theater has released a limited number of tickets. It was sold out. BG Live is now back in play. You can get your tickets for 5-5 on BG Day on 5-5 May 5th, this upcoming Monday. Don't miss your chance to take part in an incredible night for one of our favorite Eagles of all time. Get your tickets at 94WIP.com. And speaking of the night of that special 5-5 day, let's get to the morning of it. Because a big announcement for this show and for WIP in general, and shout out to Rhea Hughes making this happen. For the first time in 30 years, Jeffrey Lurie will be on WIP on Monday, on Brandon Graham Day. He'll be on around 9:15, calling in to honor Brandon Graham. 30 years! Jeffrey Lurie has not been on WIP. Jeffrey Lurie on WIP on Monday for BG Day. Rhea, great job.
Thank you. And Joe DiCamera doesn't think that they're going to retire his number. Jeff Lurie's actually calling into WIP because of Brandon Graham.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that was nonsense when Joe said that. Honestly, I disagree with a lot of what Joe says sometimes. Yeah. That was about as much as I will disagree with something he said. Brandon Graham, in my opinion, number is already retired. Yeah. Like, he is Mr.
Zero chance,
Eagle. Yeah. He's probably on the Mount Rushmore of Eagles. Like, what are we doing here? Such an awesome thing. I mean, John, as you said, when before we announced it, you knew about it. You're like, oh, Mr. Lurie. You literally said to me, I haven't spoken to Mr. Lurie in a long time. And I was like, Mr. Lurie, huh?
Well, I guess I just code switched.
I get it. I'm like Jeffrey.
Are you going to call him, hey, Jeff?
Exactly. He won't. I don't think he will. No, he's going to call him Mr. Lurie.
I can't imagine. Yeah. It was always Mr. Lurie. He was always so kind to us, the players. You can see that. I mean, you can see how much he cares. He absolutely, from the moment I arrived here in Philadelphia as a player, I was so thankful for the fact that he'll give anything. He'll give whatever it takes to make this team the best it can be. You know, it's just like, hey, just tell me what you
need, whether it's money,
guys.
Time, effort, whatever.
Man, he is the ultimate owner, and we are so fortunate. And he was so kind. Many, many times, at the end of training camp, you'd have an opportunity as a player to speak with Mr. Lurie at his house because he would had everyone over just to celebrate the season. You know, like another season starting. And man, he cared about the guys, cared about their families, cared about their kids, and it was just a family feel from the moment I arrived here in Philadelphia that, like I said, like when I signed, Andy said, let's put you in a car and send you home. And we drove back to Mechanicsburg to tell my parents that I was coming back to back home. It felt like Jeffrey Lurie cares so much about creating that organizational belief in character, the organizational belief in intelligence, the organizational belief in like what you represent matters, and he at the top of it all represents greatness. And as a result, you know, here we sit. We got two world championships under our belt, and we're not stopping.
Well,
Jeffrey Lurie is a big reason why we have this limitless potential as an organization.
And to your point, you know, he has created such a family around this team. You know, we saw it just when they won the Super Bowl. I think it's so amazing that run, how many former players are back and on the side. I mean, we're seeing, you know, guys from the 2017 team, guys from the 2000, you know, the Ikes teams back in the day, the Hugh teams back, your guys' teams back in the day. Like there's so many guys who are just a part of it. I mean, Shady's there. Like, all these people are like here and for it and part of it and root for the team and like care. And at the end of the day, there are a lot of people who are responsible for that. At the end of the day, that's because of Jeffrey Lurie.
Yeah. He's the shepherd. He had the vision for all of this, and he did go about it differently than everyone else was doing it. And, you know, decided to go, you know, the harder route. You know, the more arduous route where you actually have to put the work in. And you know what? We do it right. I just can't stress enough. We, as fans, should be so proud of the organization because of their process, because of the people that they choose to represent them. And Jeffrey does such a great job of assessing that.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And Rhea, again, awesome job. Did you actually think when you went to ask for Jeff to come on, did you think it was going to happen?
No.
Neither, because when you said, I thought you were like, I'm joking around, maybe.
No, I said, I'm throwing, you know, I got to give a shout out to Don Smolenski.
Shout out to Don. Great guy.
I said, hey, you know, every once in a while, you got to throw a Hail Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And when he called me, he said, you know, they get caught sometimes. So. And I was freaking out.
That's a great line, by
Very
Don.
Excited.
Very cool. Thank you to the Eagles. Thank you to Jeffrey for doing that. So on Monday, Brandon Graham Day. Again, there is, as I said before, there is a new limited amount of tickets. So Brandon Graham Day at the Colonial Theater was sold out. Exciting news. The Colonial Theater itself has released a limited number of tickets for BG Live 5-5. Don't miss your chance to take part in an incredible night for one of our all-time favorite Eagles. Get your tickets at 94WIP.com. right now. And again, Monday, we will have Brandon Graham in studio. We will have Jason Kelce in studio. And again, at 9:15 or around 9:15, Jeffrey Lurie, for the first time in 30 years, is going to call in to WIP to talk about the one, the only Brandon Graham. Really, really, really awesome stuff. So you don't want to miss that. That's on Monday. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Jeff. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good, man. How you doing, Jeff? Good to talk to you on the air instead of off.
Yeah. So I was going to bring up something with the name man in the title of somebody, a big artist that I've been able to book many times, and a big artist of Philadelphia, David Bowie, A Man Who Fell to Earth.
Oh, great answer. David Bowie actually has a couple songs that would apply for this topic.
Yeah. But you know, Bowie was huge. Obviously recorded at Sigma.
Yeah, recorded in Philly, that album, yeah.
Yep, live at the Tower Theater. So Bowie was a big artist, definitely, for Philadelphia. I also want to thank you for a great job you guys are doing with Elvis Costello. You're crushing it, so thank you so much.
I have a
BG story. So it was so Philly. I got a call. It was either Dom or Frank called and said, you know, you want to come by and see Jill Scott? So came by and saw Jill Scott at the Met. And if anybody's been lucky enough to get a Brandon Graham hug, it's a wonderful, wonderful
experience. So true, Jeff.
You can just feel the love coming off of Brandon when that happens. So I was lucky enough to run into him in one of the boxes, hugged it out. And then after that, when I saw him at the hotel in New Orleans, he goes, oh, man, I haven't seen you in a while. Same hug. What a wonderful human being. And but we were so lucky to have him play for our team. It's just,
Jeff, you're so right. And I have not met many humans in my life who are so genuinely happy to be with other people, who are so genuinely interested in other people, care about other people. Like, that is his, like, baseline. He is, I always joke around, like, Elliot and I have this joke on the pod where I'll always say, like, the nicest person I know. Like, if I had to really boil it down and say, of every human I've ever met, who's the nicest person I know? Like, Brandon would be on that list. Like, he's someone I would consider for, like, the nicest human being I've ever met. And he's Brandon Graham.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you guys are nailing it. And it's beautiful that it's a beautiful tribute. I'm glad Jeffrey's coming on the radio station. Great pull there. And it's true. And like I said, if anybody's been lucky enough to get a Brandon Graham hug, you can feel the love. You can see the love when he sees you coming up to him. He's just a beautiful human being. And, well, we are so, so lucky to have him play for the Eagles and have him actually have the Philadelphia icon. So much love.
Jeff, we really appreciate the call. I'm guessing you can't win the tickets, no. I would think, right? As Jeff Gordon, president of Live Nation, I'm assuming no, right?
Yeah. I cannot, but
okay.
You know what?
Okay.
David Bowie, man who fell to earth.
Thank I love it.
So
it's a great answer.
Much respect to all of you.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for calling, man.
Jeff
really
is the
appreciate.
Best.
Jeff's such a good dude.
Yeah.
I've talked to him off the air before, like just a really great guy,
so
big sports
cool.
fan.
Oh, yeah. That. Oh, yeah. I've been in many sporting events in his company.
Yeah, I'll bet. So, I'll yeah. bet. And again, thank you to Jeff. We have Elvis Costello tickets, so check
and
it out.
And I saw
again.
Elvis Costello in concert once with John Mellencamp, believe it or not. It was. He's amazing.
So
I'm a huge Elvis
Rhea,
fan.
Rhea, you yeah. might be the only person here yeah. who gets this, because I bet you, I know Richie hasn't seen it, and I don't think Devin has. What of our one of our favorite TV shows did Elvis Costello have a very famous guest star on where he played a musician in a coffee house? I'm probably giving
Friends?
It away. No, Frasier. Remember?
Oh,
the,
Frasier.
He's the coffee shop musician,
yeah.
and they hate him.
And they hate
and
him
because
yeah.
he's making their coffee shop instead of the quiet coffee shop. It is this like rowdy,
loud
with the music, and they just want to get rid of him. And everyone loves him, and they have to switch coffee shop. Great, great.
He's so good. Watching the Detectives. That is my favorite. I mean, Allison's a great song, but I love Watching the Detectives.
So check that out again. Your chance to win Elvis Costello tickets. All you got to do today, as Jeff just did with The Man Who Fell to Earth, give us a title that has man, woman, girl, or boy in it. Again, Man Who Fell to Earth. We've had a lot of answers. Children of Men. A bunch of stuff has been said. Iron Man is what it's based on. Give us the best answer. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Gary and Vineland. What up, Gary?
What's going on, Seltzer? Glad to
How
hear you
been,
running
pal?
The show.
Thanks, man. Good to talk to you,
can
pal.
The sanction for the boxing match be a shirts on match, please?
What a great point, Gary. Yes. Yes,
God.
We can... No one wants to see that.
No.
And no one wants to hear it either. I mean, breakfast, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, you're right. I don't care if I were eating or not. Like, I don't want to see it at any time, ever.
Yeah. No yeah. mental pictures.
I want to die without seeing Joe DiCamera's chest.
Well, it's too late for
yes,
that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you did see it.
No, I forgot about that. Yeah. Damn it.
Thank God there was no YouTube back then.
You're right. Well, we YouTubed that one.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Maybe we need to
no.
do it again with yeah. YouTube.
I think we videoed it. I know we did.
We definitely
we did
videoed it.
Oh,
yeah.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
Sadly,
yeah.
it's out there for people if they want to see
that
it.
That was one of those days I'm really happy the newsroom is in a separate
room. Me too. So I'm in my own little studio.
I chose
like, this
not
is
to
nice.
Look.
This is nice to be in my own little area. All right, Gary, what do you got today?
We need a center fielder, like a veteran, somebody with some pop. Like that was just, I was trying to explain it to my son because he's like, yeah, but he made it. I'm like, yeah, but if he didn't, it doesn't matter. He's on
they need
third.
Two runs.
They still need two runs. It's simple yeah. math.
Like, the point is, the guy behind him has to score one way or the other. So
that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. Gary, I'm with you. I know. John came in really fired up about the Rojas thing last night. Yeah, John, your thoughts?
It's just so incredibly stupid. It just total lack of baseball awareness and discipline, and it spoke volumes. That just think of the way that dugout looked as Rojas stood up, like, look at me, I'm the king of the world, look what I just
yeah.
did, I took third, and everyone's like, are you kidding me, man? Everyone's staring, burning holes through him with their, you know, with the eyes, because it was moronic.
Well, and at that point too, Gary, like, look, I understand that it's not all Rob Thompson's fault, but at a certain point when we continue to see boneheaded plays like that night after night, whether
yeah.
it's in the field, whether it's on the bases, with a bunch of guys who the vast majority of them are veterans and have been around, and even Johan Rojas has been here for a few years now. It's not like this guy is a rookie in his first major league game. He has done dumb things before
yeah.
and clearly not been reprimanded enough or not taught enough to not continue to do them. Like, that's baseball 101
well,
right
there.
Well,
let's revisit what Devin was saying
yeah.
about Kirk.
Yeah, Devin, bring that up again. So, Devin, for
yeah.
those who missed it, Devin was talking, go ahead, about Rob Thompson
so,
in the locker.
Yeah, so after the first game against the Nationals when Kirk Green came in and blew the Phillies lead, Rob Thomson was, of course, asked post-game, is that something that you're, you know, going to talk to him about? And he was, Kirk Green was clearly upset after the after his outing as well. And Rob Thomson said, you know, not, I'm going to let him have tonight, process it, and I'm going to talk to him tomorrow. So the next day, pregame, I ask him, so you said you're going to talk to Kirk Green. How did that conversation go? I haven't talked to him yet.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
And like,
what's your job otherwise?
Like, as right. when he's available, the team
that's
is
it.
Warming up.
That's your
so
job.
Like,
that
clearly,
is your
job. It wasn't the conversation.
Wasn't
going to
happen at that point. Yeah.
And just to not even elaborate on it, to just no, we haven't talked. Like, am I on going crazy? Like, you literally said that you were going to talk to him less than 24 hours ago, and then press conference over. You know, no further questions. After
and that's
that.
A so, critical conversation that needs to
yeah.
be had. That just like, hey, Johan. We need to talk about what just happened last night and explain why that can never happen again. I wonder, are these discussions happening?
They must
and
not
I
be.
I do wonder.
Clearly not.
Look, Rob Thomson, we were told a couple years back, no longer was planning to be coaching. You know, and it's a great story that, you know, this team and you know, him at the helm and everything just sort of worked out. And man, lo and behold, we're World Series bound. And I don't know about Rob Thomson's level of energy this season. Like, is he was thinking of retiring for a reason previously. Does he have the energy necessary to get this team back on track?
It's a great question, but I think it might even go further than that. Like, is he the right man? Is he the right personality? Because, look, tough conversations are hard. Like, I don't like to have tough conversations
right.
with people. No one does.
Right.
It's not like I want to go up and be like, hey, you have to change this. Like, you're not
right.
doing good enough.
Topper.
Like, in our job, we've had you and I both talk to each other about things where you're like, yeah. hey, man, you're doing this, and I think you need to change that because it's not working. Like, I don't want to tell you that. You don't want to tell me that. But you know what we do? Because we work together and we're teammates, we're going to tell each other that.
Yeah.
And that's part of the job.
The hard
and
conversations
I don't know.
Need to be taking place. And I don't have faith that they are taking place. And Devin's telling us she knows one that did not take place. So where one exists, I expect more might. And I don't know that Rob Thomson, the way that he deals with these guys, we know he's been doing it this way for quite a while. We know that the guys appreciate his laid-back approach, his demeanor. Well, at this point, with the way this team is playing, they need someone, they need a manager not laid back. They need a manager who's ready to dig.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Deep and get things changed. The discipline needs to ramp up across the board, and Rob Thomson needs to be the one that needs to be the catalyst that starts that ball rolling.
Gary, you got an answer for us? A title with man, woman, boy, or girl in it?
And real quick, is it just me, or did he forget how to play defense
once he started hitting a little bit. Like,
yes.
I don't know. Oh, you're talking about Rojas. Well, Rojas. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I think that's thematic.
I agree with you. I agree. Look, he is not a buttoned up baseball player. Like, ever since he came up, he's been a bit of a dumbass. Like, let's be honest. Let's call it what it is. The guy gets picked off on first all the time. Like, he doesn't take great routes to balls. He's relied on his natural abilities as a fielder, which they are plentiful, and he's turning into a better hitter. He's clearly worked at hitting. I appreciate that. Yeah. But he plays baseball. Like, what was the old Jim Schwartz quote? Where if you act like a dumbass, I'm going to call you a dumbass. Like, he's acting like a dumbass over and over again. And at a certain point, someone, Rob Thompson, has to step in and check that. All right, Gary, give us an answer.
Can it be like a real person's nickname?
I don't think so.
Okay, I got a great one. How about let's go for a fourfer, three men and a baby.
Already said.
Oh, Spider-Man?
Spider-Man counts. Spider-Man's a good answer. I don't think that's a fourfer. Like, baby is not a man, woman. I think it just would have been the three men, right?
Yeah.
Also, I would have. I thought he was going to go, like, actual, like the man who meets the man in the woman. You know, like, something where there were, like, three of them in it. That was a real undersell for an answer we already had.
Totally.
An oversell, I mean, for an answer. Oh, little Elton. Good work there by Dan Wilson back in the studio. It is the WIP Morning Show from Borgata, our home base on Fridays. John Ritchie, James Seltzer, in for Joe DeCamera. Rhea Hughes, Devin Caney hanging out. We got some Howie Roseman audio I want to play for John coming up in a few minutes. Twitter poll question of the day is sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's certified one-owner, pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, Let's Drive. Our question is, do you think this Phillies team is currently constructed is good enough to win the World Series this year? I don't. I do not think that the team, as we see them on a nightly basis right now, is good enough to win the World Series. Devin, I feel like you've disagreed on that one. You're more in the still a little belief in the team. Not well, to paint you in a corner here.
No. I don't think I'm overly positive. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say that this team, as currently constructed, can win the World Series, because I don't know if I fully believe that. I will say this bullpen cannot win a playoff series.
Mm-hmm.
The Phillies bullpen, as it currently stands, cannot. I do not have faith in them winning this team any sort of playoff series, let alone the World Series. I will say I think I sound more positive just because I'm not like, season's over, you know,
which I don't think anyone
is.
We're just talking on a nightly basis about the team. You have to
and
react.
People yeah and I get like people are frustrated and we still have, you know, the way last postseason ended, the way last season ended as a whole, kind of giving us a bad taste in our mouths, and I understand that, and it's easy to get down and negative, but I do have faith that at least offensively this team will get it together. It is still very early. I mean, if you look back to last June when the Phillies were playing their best baseball and were in London, they were like double-digit games ahead of the Mets, and then the Mets came back and beat them and knocked them out of the postseason. So it is a long season in baseball. It kind of stinks the way it's set up. Like, it really just depends on what team is playing the best baseball when the playoffs start or towards the end of the season. You know, you hope the Phillies can hold on to a playoff spot, but it's early May. I don't have faith in the bullpen, though, and that really concerns me.
Rhea, my issue with the lineup is I'm starting to think that they might just be passing their prime.
Yeah.
That we might be getting older Bryce Harper, that we might get older Trey Turner, that these guys just are never going to. And Bryce, it's a little too early. Yeah. Like, Bryce, I'm not freaking out on yet, but Trey Turner, like, I don't think we will ever see the player they signed. The guy that got $300 million, I think that player is gone forever. Where are you at on the lineup and on this team?
It's way too inconsistent. What they struggle with the most is clutch hitting. Like, you're not getting that out of them at all right now. And, you know, you're right. The Trey Turner thing, I just remember when they signed him, I'm like, he's my candidate for MVP. And
dude,
I couldn't have been
we
more
all
wrong.
Loved him, especially coming off the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah.
John loves spring. That was like right before it. It was like Captain America.
Woo!
Yes.
And if I was another team, I would simply tell everybody to hit balls right at him.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, hit it where they ain't or where they are
where
in this
is.
Case. All right, 215-592-9494. We're at with this Phillies team. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to get some more Howie Roseman audio. Yesterday, I'm with Jack and Ike, Spike off yesterday. Ike and Jack, I thought a really good job doing that interview. Some interesting stuff I want to get John Ritchie's opinion on with Howie Roseman. That's coming up in a few. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Jordan and Princeton. What up, Jordan?
Good morning, James. Great to have you hosting the show today. Usually I only get a couple of seconds to talk to you, so this is a rare pleasure, and
what
I appreciate it.
What a treat, my friend.
Hey, I got to tell you, he's not here, but I actually pulled at the camera last night. I coached an 8-year-old's baseball game, was hungry afterwards, went through the McDonald's drive-thru for a Big Mac. And as much as I want to support Joe and his healthy eating and everything, it's nice to get a Big Mac every once in a while.
Here's the thing, Jordan. We have to normalize going to McDonald's and not pulling a Joe. It's fine to go to McDonald's. Everyone loves McDonald's, like, on a limited basis, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, the point is, at 12 o'clock at night, don't order McDonald's DoorDash.
In an Uber.
In an Uber. That's my point.
I mean, like, that was...
Like, it's all about context here. Yeah. Jordan, you're allowed to have a Big Mac.
And it's also a staple for him.
It's a go-to.
That's a big part of the problem.
Well, and here's the other
problem.
It's
not a treat. It's a staple.
Yeah, and the other problem is that if it's not McDonald's, it's ice cream. If it's not ice cream, it's this. It's that. It's like, it's the grouping of all of it that is just so...
He hasn't seemed to grasp the concept of caloric intake is what matters. Like, you need to decrease the calories, and that will help. Like, we didn't tell him that part.
No.
He is working out, though.
We
it's
hear.
Not fruits, vegetables, grains, Big Macs. It doesn't
and that's the thing. Remember,
in moderation.
Well, remember, he had never even eaten a strawberry before we forced him to try one down
I guess
in
he would
clear
have been,
water.
What, he'd been like 37 or so when he tried a strawberry? 36,
no, he
somewhere
was
in that
older
range?
Than that.
Was it older? No, it wasn't that much. Oh, you're right. Yeah, no, he was. He was like 39. I think I
he
was
might
that
have
age.
Been 40.
Because I was. I think it's, I'm doing my age. I was 37 when he tried a strawberry.
He might
I don't
have been
understand
40
that.
Years old and he never tasted a strawberry.
Yeah, it is unbelievable, Jordan.
He's an interesting man, a very interesting man, but I hope he's enjoying his day off. Devin, I got to give you some props. That little piece of reporting on Rob Thompson not talking to Orion Kerkering, I have to be honest, that is one of the most concerning things I have ever heard in professional sports. That tells me that you've got a manager who is incapable of having a confrontation with a young relief pitcher who is not just struggling. I mean, he is completely ineffective right now.
Not that he's incapable, but why did you not? Like, that is as low a bar in terms of talking to someone. To your point, like, he is a young reliever. Like, this is not something that should be overwhelmingly difficult, challenging for Rob Thompson.
Yes.
Rob Thompson, this is low bar management right
it's
here.
It's not going to Bryce Harper and having a tough conversation with Bryce Harper.
This is
even though I wonder if Bryce Harper needs a tough conversation.
I think he does, but I don't think Rob Thompson will do it.
Rob needs to have these tough conversations with almost everyone we're talking about, except Kyle Schwarber, the one player. Well, Bryson
Stott
also.
I was going to say,
Stott is also
like,
doing
you know,
well.
Like Zach Wheeler, Lizardo, you can leave those guys alone.
We can leave about four or five guys out. But
don't
Rob
talk
Thompson
to Lizardo at all.
Let him keep doing what he's doing, Yes.
He needs to have tough conversations with a bunch of folks.
Yeah, I mean,
if he is unable to do this, then he is going to lose the clubhouse, and maybe he has already lost
it. Maybe he has.
And I think we can
maybe
all
that's
see
what we're watching.
And visually, it is apparent that the vibes are low. This isn't last year, and I'm okay with that. I wanted to move past the immaturity, but some balance needed to be struck. And you have a bunch of guys looking like somebody just peed in their cornflakes when they get out to the plate, and the energy is low, and I think it's translating into these mental mistakes that we're all referring to.
Yeah.
So, you know, my thing with this team is I do think this can be a championship-caliber team, but the delta between performance and potential is enormous right now.
I think it's mindset.
Our
world champion Eagles needed that week five bye desperately because they needed a change in mindset. They needed a chance to just take a step back and reload and reset. I don't think it's, you know, the end of the season, end of the world for this Phillies team. I think it's getting dangerous. I know it's early. I think you are treading on dangerous ground, thin ice, however you want to say it, because the attitudes are close to out of control. Alec Boehm, every time I look at him, he looks like he's about to cry. Bryce Harper, we know the mopiness.
Bryce Harper is the most concerning to me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's going on with him. I don't think it's anything, you know, health-wise or physically, but he...
It could be, though. I mean, the back, the whole thing, you
Yeah,
know?
I mean, he briefly spoke to us 2 days ago, I should say, and, like, it was just a very stilted, dry, like he did not seem to want to give anything away in terms of, you know, information, personality, how he was feeling, just like 2-3 word answers. And I don't, that concerns me. I understand people don't like the media is not their best friend, but the fact that he wasn't even willing to divulge, like, what made you bunt in that game?
Totally.
Like, it's
well, and he's supposed
bizarre.
To be the leader. It's
exactly.
not just like he's like a Johan Rojas in that situation.
Yeah.
And then again, on top of that, like, Bryce turns 33 in October. You know, like, he's getting there. Like,
yeah.
we're starting to get to the point where people, almost everyone, has a physical decline of some part, like some level, like, and not everyone, like, so there are people who can, you know, and it's usually pitchers. For hitters, like, it's really rare to see a guy continue at the level Bryce Harper is at into and past his mid-30s. Like,
yeah.
it's really rare, and he's turning 33 in October. Trey's turning 32 in a month. Like, that is that, Jordan, and that's my concern, is that it's not just a mentality thing, but it's a mentality thing combined.
Coupled with
loss of ability and talent. Jordan, you got an answer for us?
It was both a movie and a book, John Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men.
That could win.
That,
Jordan, that could win.
Unbelievable.
Great
answer.
One of the rare great books and great movie.
Yeah, was it
John Malkovich?
Yeah, I was just about to say Malkovich's Lenny. Yeah. Great movie. Yep.
I just want to point out, I don't know if anybody heard that massive thud a couple of minutes ago.
So yes, I did. I was trying to move past it for you. I wasn't going to, you know, dime anyone out.
No, but I will just say, if you're walking.
The YouTube stream probably saw it.
Oh, yeah, because we both reacted. If you're walking down the street and thinking about, you know, mugging Devin, that phone must weigh 50 pounds.
That was your phone?
It was her phone.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Can I, real quick, can I tell you? I thought it was one of those, like, things that hold up the rope here.
No, it,
like,
startled me. It was so loud.
I thought it was like a big metal thing that just fell in there.
And
that's
I picked
phone?
It up and I went, oh my God, this thing's like weighs 100 pounds.
Oh, yeah, it is pretty heavy. Yeah.
Is it all
that was my phone.
It
was, yeah. It's full of secrets. Not the Philly secrets, yes. though, because they don't tell me anything.
All right, 215-592-9494. We're coming up in 2 minutes. We're going to get some Howie Roseman audio on Jordan Davis, and then 2 pieces of audio, one that's going to make you feel worse, one that's going to make you feel much better. That's coming up. But first, let's talk to one of our old Midday Show callers who we literally never hear from in the mornings. I hear him calling into Joe Giglio and Hugh Douglas all the time, Mr. Midday Show guy. But once upon a time, our guy Chris in Middletown used to call us every day.
Yeah.
What up, Chris?
Hey, Chris.
I'm disappointed. No Joe Day. Better than it.
Also the originator of that drop, the original one. How you doing, pal? We miss you, man. I know you're a Midday Timesman, but we miss you, buddy.
Listen, I mean, I'd call in, but, you know, there's certain people on this show that, you know, unless they're not there, I kind of can't get on. So.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Hey, guys, I'm glad we're on this topic of Harper, because I'm starting to see something with him, and I want to get your opinion on this. If this year continues to be a train wreck and spiral out of control, and James, you hit the nail on the head, he's 33, he's getting older, he definitely wants to ring, and he wants to cement his legacy. Do we see a possibility that he says, trade me and get me out of here?
Look, I don't think it would happen now or in season or whatever,
no.
but I do think that – here's where I think that could happen. If they lose again this year, I don't think it's going to happen after this year. I think there's a chance that when he gets to 35, 36 maybe, and he wants to win a title, and he sees if – and again, this is a big if – but if the young players who the Phillies have coming up don't materialize – if they're stuck with these contracts and unable to work around those contracts, I think there's a chance in a couple years Bryce looks at it and says, I want to, all I care about is winning a title. Like, put me somewhere where I can win one. I don't think we're there yet, though.
I in all of the time that I've watched him here, even in some of his bad points where he's struggling with the back and other injuries and other various things that were going on, I've never seen his mental makeup look as or on a consistent basis as it does right now. And when he let that ball go right through his leg on first base, I mean, that's just, I feel like I'm watching a version of Bryce Harper that I've never seen before. And I may be wrong. I didn't follow him heavily
that's
when
one,
he was at the Nationals, but
that's one where that was another play. He needs better wherewithal or just awareness. Like, get just drop and get
your body in front of it.
Like, don't let it get past you.
Yeah.
I don't care if you fail at fielding it cleanly. Just throw your body in front of
that. I felt the same way. Obviously, look, it was his first error of the season. I think from the one thing that we can't rip Bryce for this year is he has been phenomenal defensively. He really has played really well defensively.
Yes. He has.
So, like, that's the first.
It was a bad play.
First bad play defensively. I'm going to give him a break on it. But at the same time, it's when it's coupled with the attitude.
Three base error.
It was the biggest play of the game. Yeah. Like, let's be honest. Yeah. We're talking about the Rojas thing because it's super idiotic and he deserves to get ripped for it. And I think
it's a sixth inning killed
him. Again, emblematic of this team and the way they go about their business. But the Bryce Harper play was when they lost the baseball game last night.
No doubt.
So to your point, Chris, like, I'm with you. Like, I'm not going to kill him for the play itself, but I'm going to be on Bryce right now for the way he's going about his business, the way he's acting in the midst of struggles, and the way he is not at all leading a team that desperately needs leadership.
Yeah.
Yeah, real quick on this before you guys let me go here. I just think, again, I agree with you, James. It's not his play. It's not indicative of his play with the error, but it is a representation of the mentality
of where he's
where
at.
He's at.
I agree. No,
Chris,
it's fair.
Do you want to box Joe to camera?
Chris would kill Joe.
I know,
like,
but would be.
Look, I love seeing Joe humiliated.
I mean, standing room.
I actually don't think we could do like Chris.
I've met.
We've
Chris.
Seen Chris.
Yes.
Chris is huge.
Chris
is a body like muscle, like a lifter guy.
For those
like,
who don't know,
Chris, I wasn't joking when I said
you.
Joe, like $1 million baby, that would happen to Joe. Like, he would be dead. He would be paralyzed. Something. It would be bad.
Can't
do
it.
Yes.
That's best.
I know. I feel bad laughing.
I know.
Chris. I'll make a competition with you, John. You ready? I got a challenge for you.
I don't want to take it. Whatever I'm not taking a physical challenge against you, Chris.
No. Well, listen, we'll have a plane contest between you and me, except I'll put the camera on my back while you have nothing on yours.
Oh.
And I'll do it.
Wow, that's kind of interesting, actually.
Wow.
Now, you got your shoulder stuff and all that, so I don't know if we can.
Almost every joint in me just doesn't work anymore.
I don't know that if it's worth it for Richie to put the more damage on his body for something like that, but I love it. Chris, you got an answer for us?
I don't know if this fits what you guys are looking at, but boys in the hood?
Absolutely. Sure. Boy, of course. That's a potential winning answer. I mean, all right.
Great.
Like, wow. I won't say it. In case you haven't seen, I know it's a over 30-year-old movie, watch Boys in the Hood, like one of the saddest moments in any movie I've ever seen in my life. Like, not just night movie. Like, that is tough. Like, that is a tough moment in Boys in the Hood. What a great movie that is.
It is a great movie. I know you guys give me a hard time for not watching older movies, but that is a good one.
Yeah, look at you.
I will endorse
Devin, it. Devin, chiming in on a 90s movie. I love
to
see
it.
Right? Beautiful. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones in a minute. Again, your chance to win Elvis Costello tickets as well by giving us the best title with man, woman, boy, or girl. Like that one, Boys in the Hood, boy in the title. All right, I want to get some audio from Howie Roseman. Howie was on with Ike and Jack yesterday. Spike was off. I thought both Ike and Jack did a fantastic job. They asked every question that I wanted asked in that interview. I thought they asked fair questions, but they got to the heart of what we wanted to. You heard the Dallas Goedert audio before. I want to get the three more pieces of audio to get John Ritchie's reaction and yours as well at 215-592-9494. I want to start with the Jordan Davis thing, and then we'll get to it. A piece of audio that's going to make you a little nervous and a piece of audio that's going to make you feel really good. But I want to start with the Jordan Davis thing because I know that's been a divisive issue on this show. I know Joe and John, both of you guys have been anti them giving the extension to Davis, don't love the extension. Rhea and I, a little more pro the extension. Devin, I think you're a little more pro the extension
as well. I'm pro.
Yep. So we're a little more okay with it. I want to see if Howie Roseman's explanation for why they signed Jordan Davis or picked up the fifth-year extension for him does anything to sway your opinion, John Ritchie. Here's Howie Roseman yesterday talking about the Jordan Davis fifth-year extension.
First question on that with him, the decision to pick up that fifth-year option, why did you guys do it? And then secondly, his development, watching him develop through the first 3.5 years of his career going into his fourth season, how has that been going according to your evaluation and where you guys expect him to be moving forward?
Well, like, I think if I answer the second part, the first part's going to be easy.
Okay.
When you watch Jordan and how he looked the second half of the season, and that's a big part of it, how he looked.
Mm-hmm.
He was in great physical condition and shape. He was disruptive during the playoff run. We forget again, like, players still develop. You know, when you look at the history of defense tackles in the National Football League, you see a lot of really successful guys that people forget took to year three and four to really hit their stride. And we think he is just in his stride. This guy is going to play really good football for us here. He's an unbelievable person, worker, leader. And I think the sky's the limit for him. I think that, you know, he feels it, and he's got tremendous confidence. And I'm excited for our fans to understand why we thought it was a really easy decision for us to pick up the option.
So that all completely jives with me. That's what I've been thinking. Rhea brought it up the other day, and it's something I brought up in my pod as well. I mean, Ty Robinson, the defensive tackle they just drafted, is less than a year old or a year younger than Jordan Davis. Jordan Davis is less than a year older than the guy they just drafted. Mm-hmm. He's got 3 years of experience under his belt. And to the point that I made, he has gotten better as each year has gone on.
He was terrific in the playoffs.
Terrific, and he was in shape. And yeah. I think people forget, this is one of the best athletes in the history of the combine. John Ritchie, this is his spider chart. Like, yeah. Look at that. Like, he is an elite athlete.
It's
like,
fabulous, but he still only played 20-some
So there you go. So this doesn't sway. That's where I was going to get to. So what Howie said doesn't move you.
Well, it does to some degree. Improve. When he says, hey, we look at the analytics, the ages, the averages across the board in the NFL, these defensive tackles, the defensive linemen, takes them a while to grow into themselves, so to speak. And he's got a lot of growing into himself to do. He's truly gigantic. I understand he was in shape for the postseason. I understand he looked better and actually got some penetration against the
sack
pass.
Two sacks, I believe, right?
And mm-hmm. and it, but that was just such a.
And again, real quick,
too
just
little,
when you
too
move
late
past
for my taste,
you're moving past that he was in shape at the end of the
I
year.
Get it.
I mean, 2 years ago or 3 years
he
ago,
was
you know,
he was like, in shape.
I think he does.
I think there is a light at the end of the tunnel when Howie says it takes a while for these guys to develop. We're watching it happen with Jordan Davis. I don't see that. I don't see the development happening. I don't get to watch him in practice the way these coaches
do,
and his teammates do. He absolutely knows so much more about what Jordan can provide than I can. But it was not anywhere close to good enough against the pass.
It doesn't happen.
This price tag.
It doesn't happen if Fangio doesn't approve it. I mean, look, Fangio, the Eagles had... How much money did Bryce Huff get to come here?
$51 million.
$51 million. He didn't play him. Okay, so in my because I like Jordan Davis a lot more than a lot of people, but I just think this doesn't happen unless Vic Fangio says he sees a trajectory.
And I agree with that. I think Vic has obviously been intimately involved in these decisions, but at the same time, and Elliot pointed this out to me on my pod, and he's correct. Like, Vic Fangio is not a personnel
guy.
Like,
infallible.
That is, and he's, you know, like, so I do think that he's not infallible. Exactly.
Sure.
I do think the other thing with the Jordan Davis part that we don't give enough credit to is I do think he matters in that locker room.
I do.
You know, with the Georgia guys, he seems to be the heart and soul of that. Like Elliot said on our pod, he's like, if I just said to you that Jordan Davis is only here to make Jalen Carter better, would you have him here? And it's like, maybe, you know, like mm-hmm. that's so important, but he is on top of that, a developing player and all that. So I like it, but I do understand where you're coming from. All right. Two more pieces of Howie audio. Then I'm going to get back to the phones. One's going to make you a little nervous and not feel great, but the second piece of audio, you're going to feel awesome when you hear it. So let's start with Howie on Jahad Campbell. Question about, you know, the injuries and kind of what can we expect from getting Campbell on the field. John, I want to get your thoughts on this. I didn't love this answer.
Obviously, the only reason it seems like he was there was because of shoulder and knee concerns. I know you won't get into detail about the injuries, but I guess what would you say to Eagles fans who are concerned about some multiple injuries happening here with Jahad Campbell?
Yeah, I mean, a huge part about playing in the NFL is being durable and being able to play a lot of games. That's a huge part of what we look at when we're drafting guys. There's no chance that if he wasn't coming off of off-season shoulder surgery, that he would have been within a distance for us to go get because he's that talented of a guy. I think that over the last couple of years, our medical staff has proven their success with guys. That doesn't mean that we're going to be perfect. But we were very confident, even when we thought he was just a top 10 player in the draft, and we wouldn't come close to him, about how he would be, I don't even want to say long-term, because when long-term, I think of this player playing for us 3, 5, 7 years from now, which we're all confident here that he'll do. But even in the short term, you know, I think for our fans, this is what I would say. I'd say, in a situation, and I'm not saying this is apples to apples, but last year we drafted Coop in the second round. Coop didn't play till the week of our last preseason game. I mean, it's hard to remember, but he didn't start until week 6, which was really our 5th game. How did that work out? You know, and so I think we can be a little patient here and make sure that this guy is right, and because that's what we're going to do. We're going to make sure he's right, that we are going to have a heck of a player for the Philadelphia Eagles for a long time.
Look, John, I am fine with them waiting. Like, I don't think he has to start the second he's here, and like if it's an injury thing and all that. But, like, I first and foremost, the Cooper Jean thing, I think, is the exception, not the rule. I don't think you draft an injured player and he ends up, becoming
Super important player. Landon Dickerson was also
sure, but Dickerson was ready to start. But he was off. I'm talking about someone who will miss time in their rookie season because they're hurt. I'm talking about that specific thing, not a guy who had injuries and is an injury risk. I'm talking about someone who's injured, like physically hurt when the draft happens. It's hard to get on the field when that happens. Like, how he made that. Like, I don't think we should expect John Campbell to be ready to start training camp. I don't think he's going to be, like, fully ready to start the season.
I mean, I hope he is.
Did you think from that you expect him to be ready to start the season? Because I don't. If I had to bet, I would bet John Campbell's not ready to start the season.
I can't imagine why. Well, okay. I sure hope he's ready to start the season. I don't know exactly how to read what Howie's saying there. My fear in the back of my mind always is Andre Dillard, because we know that Andre Dillard was on the board when we drafted only because he was slipping and we hadn't put the requisite time and effort into Andre Dillard to know everything we needed to know. It wasn't Howie's finest hour when we drafted Andre Dillard. In this case, I hope that's not the Jihad Campbell situation. I know that they didn't think a top 10 guy was going to fall to them. I'm sure that the fact that he was not in for a top 30 visit, that does suggest that this was a guy they were not
None
targeting.
Of their draft picks were, which is wild. They had zero.
But again, he talked about how every time there were guys who
they didn't expect.
They didn't expect to be
available.
And look,
available. I'm fine with letting the draft come to you. I have no
Me
problem
too.
With that. Yes.
I think that's the best kind
I
of draft.
I agree with you.
You get the best value. But, you know, sometimes you just got to kind of take a swing without having all the information. And I think this is a case where, because they didn't have him in for a top 30 visit, they didn't have as much information as they normally would have. I'm not worried about it personally. I think I watched Jihad Campbell play. He's an incredible talent, and I know how tough he is and what a great leader he is, and I think he'll step in. I expect he'll be ready to play when the season starts. But again, I think I'm a little over aggressive with my expectations and health parameters. I'm not worried about Jihad Campbell's health.
Good. I'm a little concerned.
They're going to take their time with him. You want to know why they're going to take their time with him? They did it with Cooper DeJean. It was the right thing. You know, they kind of babied him along the first couple of things, and then what, week 6 he starts and goes on. The Eagles, in outside of N'Kobe Dean, they had like 21 starters healthy for the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So I kind of trust their medical that they're going to take their time with this guy. They don't have to rush him in.
I agree, but I still don't love hearing that their first round pick might not be ready to start the season. Like, I agree with you. I don't want him rushed physically, but it does lend the fact that maybe these injuries were a little worse and it's part of the reason he fell and all that. It's
surgery.
I just wanted to hear a little more confidence about it. All right, last part. That's concerning to me. This is great. There's no flipping this around any other way. We don't really talk about what if Howie were gone someday. You know, we just assume that he'll keep going, but we never really asked the question. They asked the question, and I think you're gonna like the answer. Here's what I had to say.
I do wonder for you, how you do you still have that same sort of love and energy to want to do this for many, many years? You're still a young man. You're still a young man.
You haven't been around NovaCare very much, have you? You haven't. Yeah. I will tell you something. I couldn't be more motivated and more determined to have another parade through Broad Street where I don't get hit in the head. I feel like I only enjoyed half of that parade.
By the way, how's that going? Did you recover okay from that?
But I will tell you, I love this team, this city, my job so much. The day that I can't give you every single ounce of myself is the day I won't be here anymore. And you know, obviously, I don't get to decide that anyway, but... I will never do that, and I couldn't be. I feel like all these experiences have made me better. I continue to learn, and I'm continuing to hope that you know, everything that we do leads to more world championships. You know, they become addicting; they really do. And the confetti falling, it really gets you in the mode where nothing else matters. And so, for me, I think I'm in this mode right now of just. Whatever it takes to get back and whatever we got to do to keep getting back there. And it makes me proud that our fans can say, you know, I felt after the first one there was a lot of, you know, they got lucky, the run. Like, that's what I heard. You know, I don't know what we said. That's what I heard in my mind, and that's what I came in. You know, now we're at two, and what are you going to say? You know, are we lucky twice? I don't think so. But I'll tell you what, three's a charm.
I'm fist pumping here as I'm listening to it. I want to run through a wall right now. Like, awesome stuff. Howie, not going anywhere anytime soon, and just as driven and dedicated. You love to hear it. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get back to the phones. Obviously, talking Phillies, but if you want to react to the Howie audio, we'd love to take those calls as well. Let's talk to our buddy Darren in South Philly. What up, Date?
This is the way the show should be. James Seltzer and John Ritchie, and the camera's nowhere in sight. I swear, who do we have to talk to at WIP to make this a permanent thing?
I don't think it's going to happen. We're good. We love Joe, but it's nice, you know, nice to get a break from Joe.
I love Joe, too. But, I mean, I do enjoy the breaks.
No, I love you, buddy. It's all good.
I had two things. One's a little long-winded, and then I have a Phillies point. Is that all right?
Yes.
You bet.
You made the comment that you said – Jordan Davis here helps Jaden Carr to be a better person. That's true. That's great. You know what else is going to help Jalen Carr for the next foreseeable future? The fact that the tackle the Cowgirls drafted hasn't given up a sack in 2 years because Jalen Carter left the SEC. The last time they faced each other, Jalen Carter owned him for 3 sacks. So I'm excited for that. So please bring on the Cowgirls.
Yeah, look, I loved Dallas drafting a guard in the first round, but I do kind of like the guard they drafted. I mean,
he's pretty good,
just
right?
From what I've seen of him. He's a good guard. He seems very good.
Donovan Ezerahu drafted.
I thought Dallas actually had a pretty solid draft, but you know,
but they are
so far behind.
They have Dallas, so many holes.
Dallas is the third team in the NFC easily right now. Look, let's put it this way: I expect them to finish under 500 this year. So yeah, I'm not too concerned.
No. Jalen Carter owns that guard. That's all I'm saying. That's why I was happy about it.
Love it. What do you got on the Phillies, Dave?
As for my Phillies point, are we at the point now where we can just bring up Aiden Miller and either put him at short and put Turner in
no,
the
we're not at that
bring
point.
Up,
we're not,
bring up
no.
our center fielder,
Darren,
please.
Like, Darren, no.
I'm there, but
we're
James
not.
Keeps telling
dude,
me I'm
Aiden
insane.
Miller's 20 years, like, he's not ready. Like, that would be insane to bring up Aiden Miller and put him in shortstop right now. Like, I love it. Like, Justin Crawford is ahead of Aiden Miller in terms of being
that's
ready.
That's the guy that I've wanted.
I don't
all
think
along.
Justin Crawford is quite ready yet. Like, I think he's close. I think maybe midseason you get Crawford up. And look, you could bring him up. I just, like, there is a detriment. We've seen players come up, struggle, and have to go back down. Like, that happens to the vast majority of players come
up
struggling to go back.
Players, I mean, this is the thing that's always bothered me. Didn't always bother you that Utley and Ryan Howard came up late?
Yeah, but that's years later. I'm talking about the difference between 21 and 26.
I know, but
like,
I'm saying,
talking like 23 or 22.
You see players around Major League Baseball who come up at 20 and 21 and appear to like not.
They're usually the most elite prospects in the sport come out at that.
The afternoon show had Larry Anderson on a couple days ago. Maybe it was like the end of last week. And he said something that really stuck with me. And he was, you know, talking about the team struggles. And he's like, well, you really have to nail down the fundamentals when you're down in minors before you're able to be brought up. Essentially saying, like, maybe some of these younger guys were brought up too soon and are still trying to figure out their fundamentals, and that's a reason why they're struggling, especially at the plate.
Then don't bring them up here because they won't learn fundamentals at this level either.
And that's why you want to let guys like Justin Crawford and Aiden Miller figure that out while they can.
And look, Justin Crawford at 21 is young for AAA. That is young for AAA, much less the major leagues. But on top of that, like, these guys are way too important to the Phillies long term to rush them for a situation like this.
It's not unusual to look at. This is what is wrong with this team. They've got all these star players making bazillions of dollars, and we're talking about bringing up Aiden Miller and Justin Crawford.
I'm so with you.
That's what's frustrating about this
team. I don't disagree. I don't disagree. Darren, give us an answer, a title with man, woman, boy, girl in it.
All right, this movie projected probably the best video game on planet Earth. How about The Man with the Golden Gun?
The Man with the Golden Gun?
Never heard of that.
Bond. All right, is it Bond thing? I don't I think he's thinking of GoldenEye.
But that's not the title.
No, that was a bad job by Darren. Okay. We're going to have to dig him for that one. That will not be a winning answer.
What are we going to put him in detention?
I'm sure there is a Bond movie that has, I mean, I would think, I don't know the Bonds that well, like, but, you know, Dr.
Well, if he's
no,
talking about
one of them.
It's called Golden.
GoldenEye
is the
game.
Man with the golden.
He's just flat out wrong about his answer. I'm saying there probably is a Bond movie that has it in it. Regardless.
Oh, yeah.